after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on the beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. Other being gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. We have a start of a new week. New beautiful show. We're glad to have you. It's continuing of our 6th annual Dust Model Month. That's, and we're having different round tables every week in every episode. So, man, just definitely excited to continue it going. This week for our Monday show, we have our female models round table, and I will be introducing them here in just a second. Before I do that, show some love to our sponsors, one of them being Audible, and make sure you go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-Y, the letter J. Go there and be able to get a free 30-day trial with a free audiobook. And that's home to over 150,000 audiobook titles. So if you're a person that's like me, sometimes you don't have time to read on the go, you can actually listen to your books and kind of get that different perspective on the go as well and still be literate. So definitely check it out. Go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. And the other one is Stitcher, which is one of the apps that actually syndicates Life of the Dust Live. Go to there. All you got to do is go to the Stitcher app or on any of either the App Store, the Play Store, whatever. Go to there and then type in Dust by Radio Network. It will light listen to the show. Yes, the app is free. And they even have it to where it's actually in cars now. It was crazy. Actually, I tested out in the rental car that I was driving. It was actually the Stitcher app was in there. So I was kind of excited. I was like, what? It's building the car already. All right. So let's go ahead and go to the phone line. And I'm going to go one by one as I introduce you each. First off, I got on the show all the way from KC, and definitely a woman who's been making some moves, just came back from Atlanta. I want to show some love. She's been on the show before. My girl, Sue G, what is up?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Glad to have you. You know, I'm glad to see you made it back safe and see you working over there in ATL. So salute to you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Next person I'm going to open up the line to is the person who's here in the area. This person knew me way before there was a such thing called Human Canvas Magazine. Like, even before I really dug real deep in the model industry. You know me for that long. I want to welcome to the show, my Miss Star. What's up? What's up, Star? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, it's always great to connect with you, so I'm excited. Now, the prime person I'm going to bring in, it's crazy. Male counterpart was on the show last week, and he killed it. I'm telling y'all, man, the male models, they killed it last week. I already know y'all going enough ands or buts about that, but she's another one of the people that Star knows personally now, and it's just great. Well, she's became like a extended part of my modeling family, and watching her work is just amazing. I want to welcome to the show my girl, Khadija Lee, a.k.a. China Doll. What's up?
Hi, what's up?
What's up? What's up? Okay, so this week, man, I'm telling you, month long, we have been going in real. We've been pretty unfiltered about this industry, man. Like, and just getting different aspects. And I like it because this is a forum where y'all get to just be themselves and really say what you want to say, and not feel like, oh man, it might, you know, chastise for saying it. That's what this forum allows you to, you know, just tell like it is. Cause that's what people want to come here for. Want to hear from different people and hear it unfiltered in their own words. So, first question, though, just so people understand who you are and kind of get a feel for you. Like, you each should kind of give a brief of, you know, what made you get in the modeling industry. So I'll start with you, Suji.
What made me get into the modeling industry? I would say just growing up and always like in my mom's closet, putting on her clothes and shoes and wearing makeup. And it just seemed like modeling, I could incorporate everything that I like with fashion and makeup and taking pictures and just put it all into one.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. And yeah, I see you doing all that. You fashion stuff too, which I love. I love seeing y'all work and just your talents for multiple things. All right, I'm gonna throw it over. Throw the ball to China Dolls. China Doll, what are you in the industry?
Well, I mean, I started kind of young, just playing around with it with my uncle, who was a photographer. So as I got older, I always wanted to. A lot of people would tell me I look like I should model and I should try out for this and for that. But, you know, I'm 5'2", and, you know, I always would make up excuses. And then I got an offer to just try out for a contest, and I fell in love with it. Like, I really enjoyed it. I was, like, on a natural high after that first shoot. And, you know, once I saw the pictures and I started submitting and I met you and started working with, you know, good people, positive people, it just motivated me to, like, keep going. And all the girls who feel like they can't do it, like, I want to be the reason, you know, motivation why you can. Like, there's so many different type of models, so don't ever let nobody tell you that you can't be because of this or that, you know?
Star, let them know what...
So my motivation was my lack of self-confidence, always being the thicker type and the short girl. Nobody ever thought that you could be something that you wanted to be. So when I first met you, Sadie, you told me that I could do whatever I wanted to do. And I was like, okay, well, let's take some pictures. They sucked, but I took the pictures and kept growing from it. And now I'm like, don't be laughing.
Hey,
it got me to where I am today.
Hey. Oh man, put you on blast. I still remember that you had to learn the hard way. You had to learn the hard way of doing stuff. You didn't do that no more.
No, I didn't.
Oh man. Now, here's the next issue I want to bring up. And it's crazy because China Doll brought it up. She was saying that, you know, people heard that like a model and that she should model. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but here's a question I want to pose to you each. As far as when people are told that, do you think that that's an invalid statement to tell people, or is that cool, but is it just inspire you to figure out if that's something you want to do? Because some people, they, and kind of even break this down even more, some people, they this and they think it's ooh, let me look cute, but they don't see the hard work that goes into it. So what's your take on this whole thing of, oh, you look like a model, you should model? I'm gonna go with Upstar first.
I don't think that that should be the run with it point. Like, because everybody's pretty in their own way. So, yes, somebody might think you look like a model, but some people don't have what it takes. And not beauty-wise, just the fact of being dedicated and motivated enough to do it. Because, yeah, you can take pictures and be pretty in the picture, but still have this bad attitude and just take the pictures just because and not have a purpose behind them.
Uh-oh. Preach. Preach now. You about to get me? I'm telling you, this is why I'm doing this show. Man, y'all see, we just early in the show, y'all got real. Sue.
I think sometimes it can be inspiring, but then sometimes it just, I guess, typically when you think about models, you think of, you know, tall and with the European features and all of that. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty hard for me to get started because I don't have all those, I guess, typical features that people look for in models. You know, the slender nose and, you know, all those European features that they really look for. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to say with it. Oh, go ahead.
That's making the point. Agree with you. I said, with nuts. But that's a very good point. Because you're going to step in the question next. So I'm glad you threw that up. So actually goes to one of my questions, bringing them later. China Doll, what's your take on that? Uh-oh. China Doll? All right, I'm going to come back to her. So that leaves me, that's my next question, which Glad you brought that up, Sue. I'm gonna bring that right now because now that it's fresh in your brain, that's a great question about and I hate this because this like stereotypes with African American women and when it comes to modeling, like this drives me totally insane. People know I really get so emotional about it. Because I'm so tired of seeing it, and I'm tired of dealing with it myself of in the industry that, oh my God, if y'all are too sexy, oh, let's ring the alarm. It's all of a sudden it's time to, people make it into this thing that over sexualized. Like a white counterpart could be taken, and oh my, yeah, in Victorian fashion, oh my God, it's sexy. As soon as a black lingerie started throwing up and saying that's filthy, oh that's Christian, like how do you feel about that as in a black woman on the kind of stereotype that if you do something sexy all of a sudden has to have a negative connotation to it?
Yeah, kind of.
And I'll start with Sue.
It bothers me, it's just something that you have to kind of deal with. I mean, I've been told, that I should do Victoria's Secret modeling and this and that, but then on the other hand, I don't have all the slender features that those models have, so, it's just kind of hard to deal with those kind of stereotypes sometimes.
Yes. And if you don't, like you said, if you don't look perfect, it just, oh, God. See, I might get mad. People don't understand. No, this is one of the things that I think about every day that, like, really pisses me off. And it just gives me fuel to, you know, make these people wrong every day. So I don't think people really understand how I get about it. All right, Star, what's your take on it?
I actually feel that the stereotypes are motivation for me. Like, because I like to prove people wrong. So if you tell me, oh, you don't have this shape or you don't have this size or your hair, your color, blah, 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 it makes me want to work harder to let you know, like, okay, just because I'm not a size 2 and 5'9", that I can still do it.
Exactly. And so they get threatened. I appreciate that too. Is like, if you, the American women who are naturally built a certain way, that threatens people. And it does, but if Kim Kardashian goes and gets, you know, gets surgery done or whatever, everybody's like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Like, I'm like, get y'all behind. Like, oh God, okay. All right, China, I'm go to you. Well, what's your take on that?
Well, to me, I mean, I kind of would have to agree with Star. It's motivation to me because, I mean, like, you know, like hearing people say you should model and then trying to model things that, you know, people recommend you to, and then you hear, oh, you can't, you're not tall enough, or you can't, you're not this, you're not that. It kind of just makes me like, you know what, I don't have to be that to be a model. You know, I still have gotten other opportunities and stuff, so I kind of want to prove people wrong as well. It just makes me want to push harder and do things that they think that I can't do, you know, just show, like, I don't have to be the typical what you expect when you see me. Like, I don't want you to know what's going to happen when you see me until I show you what I'm capable of. So it just kind of motivates me and wants me to push harder.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we talked about this in the photographer's roundtable a little bit, and definitely this is one of the ones I couldn't wait to ask you guys. And that, unprofessional photographers, I all had to deal with them. And just your experience with unprofessional photographers and your experience with great professional photographers, like, give both sides, because a lot of times people have, you know, once they deal with one unprofessional photographer, they make that the inference for everybody. But as first, you know, I want to get into the point of what's your experience with unprofessional photographer. So I'm gonna start with China Doll first, because oh boy, she guys.
Yes, I mean, I definitely have worked with a lot of great ones and some not so great. You know, I've had different experience where I just feel like communication is a big part of it. Like, it should be a team. Your name is on it, but my face is on it. And to me, I feel like, you know, I want to create art. I want to create something beautiful that speaks, you know, words. And sometimes, you know, you meet a photographer and he's just a man with a camera and he's looking for everything but, you know, a message. He's just looking for, you know, the sea side of things and the more erotic and, you know, the side that you don't want to portray. Like, you know, they say sex sells, but at the same time, like, I'm more than just a sex symbol. So, you know, it's kind of hard because a lot of photographers, it's like, I feel like that's their mission. Like, they just want the sexy, sexy stuff. And to me, like, it's discouraging sometimes because, you know, I want to do everything, not just that. So that's, you know, the only really bad experiences I've had. A lot of photographers just kind of want to stay on the sexual stuff and the nude shoots, and, you know, so it kind of gets a little bit aggravating. But then it's worth it when you meet somebody that, you know, is opposite of that, and they have the same vision as you, and they want to create something beautiful, whether I'm nude or completely dressed.
Right. You know what? I always notice it's not necessarily the ones that want to do work where it's of everything, whether it's, you know, high fashion or artistic nude or whatever. It's hurry up, pick up, girl. Come on, so we can do this shot. Like, it's the ones that do all that. Them the ones Okay, buddy. None of us you gotta fall back from a little bit. Star, have what kind of experience have you had with that before?
Well, my bad experience was bad. It was like the pictures were for more of his satisfaction than for my business. Like everything he wanted me to do, he wanted me to do. And it's like, okay, I'm going to hold this photo shoot above your head. Oh, yeah, you're telling me it's for magazine submissions, but if you don't do these pictures that I want first, then don't worry about the magazine submissions. So it kind of, like, puts you on edge, but then you're like, okay, this will be a lesson learned for the next time I shoot. I know what to expect and what not to expect. But my great photographers, they are great. I've worked with them more than once, because they keep you motivated and energized to come back.
Yes. Hey, I want to make a shout out to the photographers. And this, for me, I know the good ones out there aren't to have this speech with. But photographers, don't do this nanny-nanny boo-boo stuff with your pictures, man. If you say you're going to do a certain thing, live up to it. Because y'all messing up stuff in the industry for the good photographers. Please stop it. All right, Sue G, tell them no. Let them know. What have you had an unprofessional experience yourself?
I would say probably out of all the years I've been modeling, probably two bad experiences. One was with a photographer that was just always complimenting me on how good my body looks and, oh, you have a nice butt and this and that. And it's like at that point I would just end the shoot completely. And the other photographer, I guess when some photographers want to do like the trade shoots, or if they're paying you, then they feel like, well, if I'm paying you to do this shoot, then, you know, you have to do whatever I tell you to do, and then they'll want you to be nude or do implied nude and stuff like that. So I just always make sure the people that I work with, like the contracts or the model release forms, everything, is something that we can agree on. And you just have to go into the studio making sure that, you know, you have all that stuff, you know, ironed out before you start the shoot.
Now, I mean, but it doesn't sometimes, I mean, kind of expound on that with you. Doesn't it seem like some of these people, like you do, like I said about people in their word, it seems like some of these people, they do all this contract stuff and then they don't do what they say they're going to do in the release or whatnot. Because, I mean, I see there's a lot of models that get this stuff of, okay, we're going to do this time and that. Then all of a sudden, like kind of like what Star was saying and kind of what China Doll was saying, all of a sudden you get to the shoot. Yeah, y'all might do that, but, and, you know, as far as if you don't do this random thing that they might agree to before the shoot, all of a sudden they want to take forever on your pictures. And
yeah, that's
on the yes, that's how you all sure. I know it because I've had different discussions with you each. My question, as far as pages or pages in all fashion shows, y'all have done a bit of both. What does a model do as, you know, going to those opportunities? And besides typical things, let's just go to Miami and that's going to make everything go. Like, what did he do besides just from out of Mayhem? So I'll go to our first.
Okay, it was kind of fuzzy, so I really didn't quite hear everything.
My idea was, as far as models, as trying to, you know, stage shoots or indoor fashion shows, you know, what ways that they're doing it besides just any modeling site, maybe even Dust Spot or Auto Mayhem? What do they need to say? Like, who should they know from?
Okay, I would say start with the self-investment. Like, yeah, you can get on Model Mayhem and all that good stuff, but get yourself out there. Like, figure out why you want to do it and what you want to do it for. Like, right now I'm working on a calendar. The calendar won't have me featured in it, but it'll get my goal and my brand out there, and I'm investing in myself so that when people see it, they're like, okay, she's trying to do something, she's trying to go somewhere, let's contact her. So it's not just me, oh, I'm a Model Mayhem, oh, this is the only thing I'm doing. Like, you have to do other stuff that leads up to something that you want to do.
Awesome. This is Wildlife working with you. Oh, China Doll.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that because, I mean, you know, you can get a Model Mayhem, but before you make one, you have to have pictures. You have to have a bio to put up on, you know, what you're looking for. And Model Mayhem, it definitely helped me meet a lot of good photographers and other models and stuff. And, you know, it's given me ideas because of, you know, people's portfolios. But at the same time, there's a lot of scams and there's a lot of negative things, too, that come from Model Mayhem. So you just want to make sure that, like, when you start, you know, try it. Like, figure out what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you're comfortable doing, what you're not comfortable doing, because it really makes a difference. The more shoots you go on, like, you know, there's going to be things that you're going to be out of your element, and you have to be okay with that, you know. And it's more than just being pretty and showing up. It's the personality, and it's the dedication, and it's the willing to put in the hours and the grind and, you know, responding to submissions and to, you know, going to casting calls, and everything's not going to go good. Like, you kind of have to be strong-minded and know, like, you know, I'm in this to win. Like, I'm in this to take it to the top. You can't just, like, want to do it halfway and be a social media model. Like, it's more than just the internet. Like, I use the internet just to help promo and reference. Like, yeah, check out this just so you can see my work. But at the end of the day, like, I want to be a brand. Like, I want to be able to do everything. I want to have pictures for books I want to write. I want to have, you know, pictures to submit to wherever, to whoever. Like, I want to, you know, you want to be able to just be more than just a model, a pretty face.
Perfect, perfect. Eugene?
I would say other than Model Mayhem, you have to actually, you know, put yourself out there and go to different, like, fashion shows and events and mixers and, you know, take little, like, business cards with you or your comp cards and just get out there and mingle and meet with people that are at those events, because, you know, you never know who you can meet when you're there. And a lot of those people are out scouting social media and just doing Model Mayhem. Actually, just go out there and go to those events or go to the different agencies and just try to get your face out there.
Okay, most definitely. My next question, and before I make that, I just want to commend you each, because y'all are actually models that the reason why we even started this whole entire Model Month thing in starting was Model Month is when we started doing I Am So Divine. The purpose of it is because we want models to not just think, oh, that's just model and that's what it's about. No, it's about branding yourself to do more stuff than what you do. Suzy, you got two different websites going on for your business that you're helping promote yourself outside with your modeling. Star, she's doing the calendar. She's not even in the calendar, and she's making it happen. And China Doll, she's helping promote. I was watching her all the time. She's promoting a fashion company. Left and right, every time I turn my head, I see this girl, another ad for it. And like you said, she's working on poetry book, all that stuff. A lot of models don't get that. Like, I can't stress it enough to people. And this isn't necessarily my next question, but this is my statement. Stop just getting in this industry just to take pictures. If you're doing that, you're wasting space for people like Suji, for people like Star, for people like China Doll or any other models in this industry taking this seriously. Y'all wasting time, and it's annoying. You're wasting photographers' time, and if you deal with me, you're wasting my time. So I just had to put that out there. Breathe now. All right, this is my next question. that I have for each of you is, as far as some models that you've seen out there that's really working hard, who are some of the models that you personally like that are working really hard that kind of inspires you a little bit? And they don't have to necessarily be famous. They can even be a person who's an independent model that's up and coming. And let's start with Sue.
I think the person I looked up to the most was Tyra Banks, because it just seemed like, other than modeling, she had just a lot of other stuff that she was doing, like as far as her TV shows and, you know, just really out there helping models get their foot in the door. So I just kind of always just model myself after her and just try to find different ways to, you know, get myself out there and to kind of stay relevant in the industry.
Okay. China, though?
Well, for me, it was a couple different people. Like, I have a cousin who was in XXL twice, and growing up, I mean, we would always joke around and, you know, say we wanted to model, we wanted to do this and do that, and she lives in Miami, and she did it. You know, she was in Mrs. Officer by Lil Wayne and a bunch of videos, you know, so it kind of, like, motivated me, like, you know, damn, like, she followed her dreams. Like, I was like, why am I wasting time? I need to get on it. But not even just that, but, like, you know, I used to love watching America's Next Top Model and just seeing a lot of girls that started off just average, like girls from just anywhere, from New York, from, you know, whatever, girls that, like, I had things in common with that just kind of showed me, like, you know, I didn't have to be tall and skinny and this and that. Like, I just had to give it a shot. So they kind of just seeing different type of models and hearing about different kind of castings that kind of just motivated me to do it. So it was just like watching a lot of models grow that kind of motivated me to do it.
Okay. What's your cousin name for going to be nosy?
Her name
Who is Fudge?
Tara Allison. She was the eye candy in XXL for 2012 and 2011, I believe. So she was a Mrs. Officer in a Carrie Hilson video, you know, a couple of things. So, I mean, you know, she's one of my favorite cousins, and it kind of just motivated me. Like, you know, we said we were going to do it. She is. Why can't I? So.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to go do my reconnaissance mission on that one. Because I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's how much I've been into this industry. Okay, so at least you start.
So I'm not a very motivated person, as we all know. No, but the person that has motivated me the most would probably have to be China Doll. Like, I look at her and I see somebody that's doing more than just modeling. She's taking care of her kids. She's doing stuff that she wants to do with her life that doesn't even include modeling. And I sit and, like, I miss shoots, and I'm like, whatever, it's just a shoot. But then I'm like, okay, if China Doll can do it with all this stuff that she's doing, I can do it, and I'm not doing anything. So just her and her doing what she has to do and getting where she needs to go, that's just motivation in itself.
Oh, I really appreciate that. And I have to say that, like, watching Star 2, like, when you got the cover, I was proud of you. Like, working with you, that definitely motivated me, too, because you always hear models have bad attitudes and they're divas. But when I met you, we just kind of vibed, I felt. Like, you know, we're both kind of spoken and quiet, but when we spoke, it was, like, words that meant something, you know? So it just kind of, like, I think, you know, we kind of vibed off each other, and it kind of just, you know, motivates us both to just, like, let's get it. Let's create art. Let's, you know, build a team. And I feel like, Steady, you definitely helped that happen. So I appreciate both of y'all for that.
Don't start bragging on me. I don't need any help getting big-headed. I will say that about all three of y'all. Y'all, man, like, y'all have really, like, people don't understand that being a, and I'm going to be, excuse my French, I'm going to be very, very blunt. It's going to be very deep with this. But being a, for lack of a better word, a mean-spirited bitch does not get you far in this industry. People had this big misconception that If I'm in the industry, in order to get ahead, I got to act like that with everybody and think that's going to work to get me ahead. But y'all act very humble all the time. I watch how y'all interact with your fans, all that stuff. And y'all getting ahead. So I don't want to keep hearing this crap from people that you got to be mean-spirited to get ahead. Like, I watch all three of y'all. People don't understand. I go to people's pages and I watch how y'all interact with people. And that's what inspired me to pick who I picked for these roundtables. I watch how you interact with your fans, how you interact with people you work with, the work you put out, all that. All three of you, I watch that. Y'all have great attitudes. And if I can multiply y'all across the industry, I would have less headaches. Like, I mean, this would be, like, the modeling industry would be, it would be so dangerous because if there were, like multiple cones of y'all, God, we would get so much done. But, you know, that's why y'all one of a kind. You know, then the world would be kind of boring if y'all were clones, so never mind. Okay, so what's some of the stuff? You know, you may have kind of said it within your other questions already, but what's some of the stuff you really want to see differently in the industry that will, you know, what's some of the solutions you have that you think that will make the industry a lot better than it is now? And I'll start with you, China, though.
Like I said, communication. I definitely think between the photographer and the model, there should definitely be, like, a common ground. Like, this is what I want. This is what I want out of it, you know? So there's no confusion, and there should be, like, a set, like, you know, just I think it would just make it go a lot smoother. And definitely versatility, you know. And I hate stereotypes, and, you know, because I'm mixed and I'm a little bit of everything, it's like I appreciate all kinds of beauty, and I feel like everyone else should, too. But, you know, it's our job as models to kind of show that and present that. So I feel like, you know, if you really love to model and you want to do it, do it. And, like, don't just half-ass do it. Like, really put your all into it. Like, you know, we have to kind of lift each other up and, like, keep a good name for ourselves because there's so many models that's just, like, trashy, and I hate to say that. And, you know, it makes when a good picture doesn't come out, it makes, you know, negative comments, and, you know, it's like they put you in that category, like, and I'm just sick of that type of stuff. So I feel like as models, like, we should just come harder and, like, you know, be more versatile and, like, have a message and have a reason behind every photo that we do.
All right. I'm throwing to you, Suji.
I would say, like she said, you know, more communication, and I would like to see more average-looking models or realistic and not so much the typical, you know, European features or blonde hair and blue eyes and just seeing the same thing over and over. I like to see people that are unique or different, some that just, you know, kind of look like just regular people. And I think that would help those people who want to get into the industry and they feel like they can't because they don't have those kind of features, that it will motivate them to, you know, want to model even more, just knowing that they see somebody that looks like them.
Okay, Star.
I would probably have to say dedication because there's not really as much dedication as it should be. I work with some photographers that are just like, oh, well, I'm just doing this so I can get paid, or, oh, I'm just doing this to build my portfolio. They're not really doing it for the right purpose. And the same goes for the models. They just do it because they think they're pretty, and pretty don't get you where you want to be in life. So dedication.
Perfect, perfect. Now I'm going to throw some loops at y'all. As far as the features that when people look at you, as far as the compliments you got most, as far as modeling and people look at your pictures or whatnot, what's some of the features that you've been complimented on the most? Let's start with you first, Star.
My feature would have to be my ass, of course. Then after they get past that, they're like, oh, well, you have a beautiful smile. You should smile more. You always look so serious in your pictures.
or you always look so sexy, show us your smile. And I'm just like, yeah, I just can't get past my ass, so. Yep.
Yes, when you smile, yes, I think I'm glad you brought that up. Smile, smile, smile. Okay, let's take it to you, Suji.
I get complimented most on my smile, and then I have long legs, so people always say they like my legs.
Oh!
And and they like my bone structure, like in my shoulders. I get complimented on, like, my décolletage a lot.
Okay. Oh, China doll?
Well, I get a lot of compliments on my smile as well, my one dimple that I have. And definitely, like, my uniqueness, I guess, to people, because I have dreads, I'm light-skinned, you know, I have chinky eyes. So I get compliments a lot on my eyes and my smile, my dreads, my high cheekbones. So, you know, features like that.
Okay. All right, so my final question, before I get my final question, I want to kind of read some of these messages I've gotten. So that definitely support y'all. Definitely. First of all, I'm going to give a shout out to DJ Rick. He's listening. He wanted me to definitely let you know he's listening. And he lets me know all the time he's a fan of y'all. He's a huge fan. Every time we talk, he tells me right there. So, yes, big ups to him. That's a great photographer that, man. And he said when he comes down here, y'all better be ready to work. So, there you go. Ronaldo, Ronaldo Creative. He already loved your work already, but he told me to tell you that after, like, listening to the interview, to tell you that he likes y'all even more now. And he wants you to, he say definitely he would love for you to model for him as well. Especially now that he has the Colvin line. Shout out to Shanti Colvin. I'm definitely still Shanti Apparel is going hard. And then also Greg, I want to give him a shout out. Greg had me rolling. I ain't going to say the comment he said here for the show. That was hilarious. But Greg, you know, he's another one that supports y'all, and he definitely was, he's promoting it, and it's great. So definitely I love it, man. I love the support. I love watching that. So big ups to you. Big ups to y'all for showing that love. That leads to my final question for y'all. As far as, let me think really deep. I want to throw a really deep curveball at you. Okay, so as far as in the industry, as far as a shoot that you could do, a fantasy shoot that you could do from the wardrobe all the way down to the scenery, everything, if you could plan a shoot from top to bottom, what kind of shoot would it be and why? I'm going to throw that to Suji first.
I really like the vintage era, so I think that would probably be like my next set of shoots, is just doing something that's from maybe like the 40s or 50s era, from the hair, you know, down to the dress and shoes and it is everything. I just always like that era and like the pinup things. I just want to do something focusing just more on the vintage side of it.
Okay. Star.
I actually just did a shoot 2 weeks ago, so I'm not gonna say, but it's a surprise. But it's very subtle, and it's nothing that I've ever done before. But I actually like the way that the raw images turned out. So I'd probably say the subtle with low lighting, just to give you a little kind of an idea without spilling the beans.
I hate surprises. Lord, don't let me surprise you. I'm trying to go.
Well, the other day I was actually looking at, like, different inspirations for shoots, and I came across one where it was a homeless girl, and then she was, like, very successful. It was, like, a kind of double, you know, her double in one photo. And I kind of been wanting to do something similar to that, not necessarily that image, but, like, just the growth of even, like, my modeling or just, you know, where you, so you start from, like, nothing and just from, like, just a dream, and then you take it, like, to the top. Like, I kind of want to do something that just shows a little bit of diversity and versatility in one.
Okay. Loving them. Loving the ideas. Now, for those people who want to, as we said in the show, instead of follow, we call it stalking, because we think of stalkers. Stalkers actually follow your every move, and they tend to know what you got going on, and they make sure they're a part of that circle. So although stalking usually has a bad connotation, we change it up a little bit on here. So in that case, how can people stalk you? What's some of the links they can find you at? Let's start with you, China Doll.
Well, definitely on my Instagram at China Dolly, ChinaDollee.
Okay. Star?
Follow me on Instagram at TheStar2RsRoyal. Or I'm getting ready to do a website, and that information will be up on Instagram in the next 2 weeks.
All right. Suzie.
Well, I'm on Facebook as Sui Generous, SueDeNeris. I also have a website, www.suigenerous.com. And I also have my modeling agency website, www.generousagency.com. So you can find me on all three of those.
All right. Well, ladies, I appreciate you each for checking in. Again, I'm very proud of y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. And female models out there, take notes. You see how you're humble and you don't have an attitude, and you just let your work speak for itself, and you network the right way. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Always going to be hard working wherever you do, but things are going to happen. Trust me. So, again, I appreciate you three for checking in. It was definitely a great show. And, of course, you know I'm going to be checking up with y'all. You know how I do. So, appreciate you. And people, with that being said, we'll go ahead and go to a short music break. We come from this music break, we will be getting ready to check out the show on this, let you know what's coming up for the rest of the week. All right, we'll be back right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J. And, who do I want to throw on? I'm going to throw my girl, Todd Noel. Hold on.
My first.
All right, people, welcome back, welcome back. We got about 8 minutes left of the show. Just want to kind of close out what we talked about. Reminder, you know, if you miss any of the show, you can go back and listen at blogtalkradio.com/FeddyJ, FeddyJ, and you will be able to listen to all the shows, including today's show, which is Life at the Dust Live Female Models Roundtable 2015. And definitely listen back to that conversation. A lot of great info that was dropped in there. A lot of just great love, man, that was talked about in there. So go in there and listen to it. Enjoy it. I want to go ahead and give a few shout-outs. First of all, shout-out to my boy Greg. I want to go ahead and give some love to his radio network, and that's our Big Time Radio Network. And they have some great shows over there. They go on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. I actually wasn't back with the article. Sunday is the first day of the week. But check out their shows every Sunday. We have Time to Shine every Monday. You have Primetime Sports every Tuesday. You have Free Your Mind every Thursday. You have Ladies Night. And I did my counting right, 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. So, yeah, check out all those shows, and you get a different flavor from each of them, so check them out. And all you do is go to, actually here on blogtalkradio.com, you can search them, look for Big Time Radio Network, and that will allow you to find them. So go there and definitely get a different love. Hold on, I see you got a message. Okay, and he also made an announcement that this Wednesday they have a special show with Wide Train. So there you go. Some fresh info. You know, we're doing this live, people. We give you live information. Okay, so I got a correction to make. Oh, my boy, Renato's clothing line is Jonte Apparel. And again, like I said, I like the rebranding they're doing. Because now it's got that unisex feel. Now I'm going to get a shirt, Renato, because now I can rock it now. I couldn't really rock the one with the lips, but this one, I can rock this shirt. So definitely be ready, be on the lookout for me to get a shirt for you soon, sir. Because, man, the logo is hot. I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm going to be definitely rocking it. I like rocking the new that no one really ain't on yet. And when they get on, they're like, oh, man, dude, Mr. Hartman, you know, like, I was on it first, though, man. So, there you go. DJ Rick, shout out to him. This is making big moves, whether it's from his photography or from his music. He's helping artists. Like, I mean, those are three photographers I see making some moves. 151 Proof Envy, 150 Proof Envy, man, This dude's making moves, and what I've been noticing about a lot of these projects, and shout out to Calvin Brown as well, big ups to you, bro, here in the area, because you kind of sparked China all and started kind of get a little more crunk, and also want to give a shout out. I didn't get a chance to do it yet, and that's definitely give a shout out to my boy Zeus, who passed away last week. He's a photographer, and ironically, he was the first one that shot a star and China Doll together. So before they did any of the projects together, you know, that was the first one they did. And that was the first project that China Doll like really tried getting legitimate shots in the industry. So big ups to you, Zeus. Man, I know you up there, man, looking down us, making sure everybody's doing good. So hold it down up there, man. And I'm just glad, man. This is another one of those episodes where I feel very, very proud to do this show. This is the kind of stuff that inspires me to continue to do Life at the Dust Live, no matter what a few people who might not believe in it, you know, those people kind of, you know, they're the non-factors, really, because there's tons of people who enjoy what we're doing and doing something different, bringing a different flavor to the industry, bringing a different flavor to media, period. Definitely. And it's a reminder to some of you is like, okay, so when you bring it back, when you do some other shows or whatnot, we will, after this month, you know, we'll be back to, you know, we'll be back to our regular schedule programming. There will be a special segment we'll be having every week coming up. Spoiler alert. So there'll be a special segment. We'll be having a special guest co-host. No, this won't be for a permanent co-host, so just breathe, people. We'll be having my boy Uncle Charles. I mean, my boy Uncle Charles checking in. And I can't wait because he, oh my God, this dude is unfiltered. He doesn't care, man. He doesn't care. He would tell you something like it is. And he doesn't care. Like, he's been like hitting me up. And that's Uncle Charlie and Uncle Chris. Goodness gracious. Uncle Chris would be checking in. So, yes, he'll be talking about some stuff. He's going to be going in. If you think I'm crazy, he is. It's crazy. So, get ready for that show when it comes out. It'll be crazy. He's going to check in and kind of kick out the month with us. And I said we'll be having a special segment. You know, we'll be doing that from time to time. You know, just glad to him back from college, just showing love and, you know, wanting to be a part of this, you know, just coming through, you know, putting some different flavor every now and then, just kind of doing whatever. So big ups to that. Shout out to Wise on Love and Hip Hop, a big trending topic on Facebook right now. Ain't nobody got time for that. But, yeah, we got about 30 seconds left. I remind you guys that every, you know, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or when there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life That Does Live with your boy, Sydney J. We out. Peace.